emerging culture. From the 1720s through the 1740s, a religious revival called the Great Awakening swept through the colonies. In New England and the Middle Colonies, ministers called for a new birth, a return to the strong faith of earlier days. One of the outstanding preachers was Jonathan Edwards of Massachusetts. People thought that his sermons were powerful and convincing. The English preacher George Whitefield, who arrived in the colonies in 1739, helped spread the religious revival. Whitefield inspired worshipers in churches and open fields from New England to Georgia. The Great Awakening led to the formation of many new churches. Family roles. Throughout the colonies, people adapted their traditions to the new conditions of life in America. Religion, education, and the arts contributed to a new American culture. The family formed the foundation of colonial society. A colonial farm was both home and workplace. Mothers and fathers cared for their children. Women cooked, made butter and cheese, and preserved food. They spun yarn, made clothes, and tended chickens and cows. Men worked in the fields and built barns, houses, and fences. In many areas, women worked in the fields next to their husbands. Men were the formal heads of the households. They managed the farms and represented the family in community affairs. In most churches, women could attend church meetings, but could not speak, vote, or serve as clergy. Families often arranged for their sons to work as indentured servants for farmers, or to serve as apprentices, or learning assistants, to craft workers who taught them a trade. Married women were considered under their husband's authority and had few rights. Women in cities and towns sometimes held jobs outside the home. Young, unmarried women might work for wealthy families as maids, cooks, and nurses. Widows might work as teachers, nurses, and seamstresses. They also opened shops and inns. Widows and women who had never married could run businesses and own property, even though they could not vote. Education. Most colonists valued education. Children were often taught to read and write at home by their parents. In New England and Pennsylvania in particular, school systems were set up to make sure that everyone could read and study the Bible. In 1647, the Massachusetts Puritans passed a public education law. Each community with 50 or more households had to have a school supported by taxes. By 1750, New England had a very high level of literacy, the ability to read and write. Approximately 85% of the men and about half of the women could read. Many learned to read from the New England Primer, which combined lessons in good conduct with reading and writing. Many colonial schools were run by widows or unmarried women. In the middle colonies, some schools were run by Quakers and other religious groups. In the towns and cities, craftspeople set up night schools for their apprentices. The colonies' early colleges were founded to train ministers. The first was Harvard College, established in 1636 by the Puritans in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Anglicans founded William and Mary College in Virginia in 1693. The Enlightenment. By the middle of the 1700s, many educated colonists were influenced by the Enlightenment. This movement, which began in Europe, spread the idea that knowledge, reason, and science could improve society. In the colonies, the Enlightenment increased interest in science. People observed nature, staged experiments, and published their findings. The best-known American scientist was Benjamin Franklin. Freedom of the press. In 1735, John Peter Zenger of the New York Weekly Journal faced charges of libel for printing a critical report about the royal governor of New York. Andrew Hamilton argued that free speech was a basic right of English people. He defended Zenger by asking the jury to base its decision on whether Zenger's article was true, not whether it was offensive. The jury found Zenger not guilty. At the time, the case attracted little attention, but today it is regarded as an important step in the development of a free press in America.